Hello, hello. Welcome back to Thyroid Strong Podcast, where we do the hard things, we lift heavy weights, and we reclaim our energy and our power as women living with Hashimoto's. It is 6:30 in the morning, and I wanted to record this before I head out of town to go visit the in-laws in Alabama. And I thought this was just like classic mom life. And so trying to do it all, fit it in, squeeze it in, be a good mom, partner, daughter-in-law, someone who owns a business, runs a household, all the things. And I wanted to share how to navigate your Hashimoto's journey as a busy mom. And to give you some maybe Hashi mom hacks to lose weight, get your energy back, and just be present with your kids, especially when you have zero free time. I did not realize how much downtime I needed until I had kids. And I mean downtime, I don't mean like veg out. I just mean alone time to sit and ruminate with my thoughts and have deep thinking. I'm Dr. Emily Kybird. Today's episode is for the fellow mamas, the ones who are juggling school drop-off, Zoom calls, reheated coffee in the morning, a thyroid that feels like it's barely keeping up. So if you feel like you're doing everything right, you're eating well, you're hitting your protein, maybe you're just eating clean, you're working out when you can, you're taking supplements or medication, and you still feel inflamed, exhausted, you feel like you're stuck in your body that doesn't feel like yours anymore, I see you, I hear you, I have been you, and I have now on the other side of that feeling. So today we're going to dive into real life Hashi mom hacks, how to prioritize what works for you, how to prioritize what actually works to lose weight, keep it off, which is really the biggest struggle in mom life, have enough energy to be a present mom, and do all those things with the time and just the energetic capacity that you actually have. Because we don't have time for fluff. If you've been in the Thyroid Strong world, you know that I talk about, like, especially with your workouts, get in, get out, get it done. It's all about efficiency and effectiveness. We have no time for fluff. And we are definitely not here to waste time on looking for random YouTube videos, playing with different apps, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work. No more wasting time, ChatGPT and your Googling. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Mom life hacks, how to navigate Hashimoto's as a busy mom. And I've totally been there. Postpartum, exhausted, nursing, running a seven-figure clinic in New York City. This was back in 2016. Holding my baby, trying to nurse him and type notes with the other hand, the free hand. And trying to also figure out why I felt so inflamed, so exhausted, like I was hit by a bus on a Monday, at the end of a Monday, which really felt like the end of a Friday after just one day. It felt like a full week's work after one day. And feeling like this is not how life can be. This is not how life can go on. And feeling that way for 18 months. So 18 months postpartum, I'm like, is this new mom life? Because this sucks. This could not be how life goes on. And then I got my diagnosis with Hashimoto's. And it gave me answers, right? Elevated thyroid antibodies, elevated TSH. But it also came with just a lot of generalized advice that didn't move the needle. Saw five different doctors, finally met my current doctor, my functional medicine doctor, that we are still friends today, 10 years later. And part of the work in healing was creating a plan based on research, based on a functional medicine approach, really diving deep and looking under the hood of what could be causing the brain fog, fatigue, weight gain, not just throwing medication at it, even though medication was a piece of it, it wasn't the only piece. And trying to figure out, okay, what actually fits into my life as a mom? Now my kids are 9 and 6. And over the years, over I would say like the last 8 years, really refining the approach, not only for myself, but for the Hashi women out there who are also moms and are struggling to figure out, okay, how do I dial in my nutrition to lose weight, to feel good in my body, to feel strong, to make it, I have this theory of like, just let it be easy, not let it be lazy, but let it be easy. How to get your workouts in with consistency that doesn't feel like it's taking you away from your day and your kids. Your workout should enhance your day. It shouldn't take you down and take you out for the rest of the day. And then all the other things we need to do. So I'm going to give you kind of a short list of what actually works and what I give my one-on-one clients in my root cause functional medicine program, as well as what I give the women in my group program inside of Thyroid Strong Elite. So I always love to start with what you don't need. As women, we typically pour more onto our plate. Oh, you need help? Put it on my plate. I got it for you. And then next thing you know, our plate is overfloweth, and we have no more space. We have no more space for anyone's other anything, our kids, our spouses, our coworkers, our friends. And next thing you know, like the basic self-care, the basic things that we need to do to take care of ourselves are now pushed to the wayside. So I always love to start with, what can we drop? Because as moms with Hashimoto's, we carry too much. We do not need to work out 6 days a week to lose weight. I will say that again, ladies. You do not need to work out 6 days a week to lose weight. You do not need to do hours and hours of cardio every day to lose fat. I'll say it again. You do not need to do hours of cardio to lose fat. I know a lot of women, they think, okay, I gotta lose weight. Let me put on my running shoes and go for a run. That is not what you need to do. You do not need to make every meal from scratch every day, three times a day. If you did that, you would be in the kitchen all day. I kind of believe, and I say this to myself, I was not put on this earth to be in the kitchen. Unless I'm a chef, I was not put in this earth to be in the kitchen all day. And what you need is a simple, consistent routine that works for your body with Hashimoto's. Not a routine that works against it. Not a routine that puts more on your plate. And this is exactly what I help my clients build. We ditch the guesswork. We cut through the hashi noise. And we focus on the things that give us the biggest bang for our buck, the biggest return for our limited time as women with Hashimoto's that are moms. So let's break it down into the Hashi Mom Power Plan. The three things that I give every client to focus on if they are short on time, but they want real results. Okay. So number one, after your meal, you're going to take a walk. It doesn't have to be outside. It could be on a walking pad. You could do chores around the house for 10 to 15 minutes. You could push your kiddo in the stroller, walk around the backyard. You just need to move. You could even do air squats if you needed to. Moving after you eat helps regulate your blood sugar. It improves digestion and it can drive down inflammation. And it's one of the most overlooked weight loss tools for women with Hashimoto's. With Hashimoto's, a lot of women have insulin resistance. We have a hard time regulating our blood sugar, which then over time drives up our ability to bring our blood sugar back down. Our insulin receptors are not sensitive forever. They kind of get like dull, right? Normally they're shiny and they're receptive. They kind of get dull. And so with insulin resistance can come fatigue, brain fog, weight gain. And one of the easiest ways to ward this off is to walk after your meals. Sometimes for me, it's outside, sun on my face. Sometimes it's on my walking pad while I'm working. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to get done. So that's number one. Number two, let's just talk about our meals. 30 grams of protein per meal. That is the bare minimum needed to trigger a physiological process called muscle protein synthesis. It is the bare minimum to feed your muscle, to keep muscle on the bone, to stabilize your blood sugar and cut down cravings. Most moms I work with are eating way under that amount, too little protein, especially at breakfast, and wondering why they're crashing at 2 p.m., reaching for another coffee and a donut. So, and it might not be a donut. It might be like a dark chocolate, something that's perceived as healthy, but the goal is to reach that protein threshold of 30 grams. And you probably, I'm going to guess that if you hit your 30 grams of protein, you will not reach for that chocolate between lunch and dinner. What is 30 grams? Hello. When was the last time we looked at food in grams? I'll give you some examples. A ribeye steak, a card deck size of ribeye steak, a fistful of ground beef. I like my ground beef 93.7, a little more lean, 80.20, tastes better, but higher fat content. I like mine leaner. Palm size of chicken breast. Is every palm different? Yes, but that's okay, right? We're eyeballing, we're guesstimating here. Unless you have the time to weigh out your food, typically you want to weigh your meat raw before you cook it. Let's just eyeball it for now so we can get you towards 30 grams of protein. A golf ball size of ground turkey. Turkey is super nutrient dense. 5 eggs. However, I don't eat 5 eggs in the morning. I mix it with egg whites because if you ate 5 eggs in the morning, you are going to blow through 50% of your daily fat intake. And one of the hardest things to control as you increase your protein is your fat intake. And I would just lean towards leaner cuts of meat, not every meal, but maybe let's say like 70% of your meals. So hitting 30 grams of protein. So number one, walk after your meals. Number two, what should I eat? 30 grams of protein and eat it on your plate first. that will ensure that you get it. So if you're eating the sweet potato, the rice, the veggies, you are not going to have room for your protein. Eat your protein first. It is super satiating. It will fill you up. It makes you burn calories, just to break it down. The more protein you have, it will help maintain your muscle mass. Just dietary protein alone. Let's say we didn't lift weights. Just eating dietary protein, hitting 30 grams, which is about 2.5 to 3 grams of leucine, which is an essential amino acid, helps keep your muscle on the bone. Number three, lifting weights 3 times a week. If you're going to do 3 times a week, I like a full body workout. What does that look like? Think about 6 moves. A hinge, like a deadlift, a press, like a push-up or a press overhead, a squat. You don't have to squat below 90, below your knees. You can squat to a bench, a row, a carry, and a lunge. Big muscle groups. I like to go on the heavier side, less reps. The research shows whether you did 3 to 5 reps or you did 15 reps to put on muscle, the goal is to hit muscular fatigue on a scale of like 0 to 10, 10 being no way I can pick up this weight. 0 is I could do 1,000 of these. You want to hit a perceived exertion of like 7 to 8. Another way to think about this is by the last couple reps, how many more do you have in the tank? You have like 2 to 3, you're hitting the right weight. If you have 5 or more, you need to go heavier. Big muscle groups take nice rests between sets. 2 minutes, 90 seconds, 3 minutes. When I go really heavy, sometimes I take a 5-minute break. This is not a boot camp. This is not high intensity interval training. This is lifting like your energy and your metabolism depend on it, because they do. The goal of our workout is not to take us away from the rest of our day, to be like, oh my God, I gotta take a nap. That workout was so hard. Maybe if you are deconditioned or you haven't worked out in a while, the first 3 weeks will feel like that. But after that, it should not feel like that. Your workout should enhance the rest of your day. And so I program this for all of my clients in my one-on-one root cause functional medicine practice. And I also do it for my group program, my Thyroid Strong Elite. A lot of the women, I would say 90% of the women, have home gyms. They have toddlers running around. They do not, and I would say the majority of them, and myself included, they hit about 80% of the workouts. Sometimes they have a 30-minute workout scheduled. They hit 20 minutes. And then maybe they're doing air squats or some push-ups the rest of the day, kind of sprinkled in, microdose through their day. Consistency is what matters the most here. Okay, so if you're listening to this and thinking, ugh, I've tried all the things, nothing works. I hear this story all the time. I did everything. Well, you haven't seen me, so you haven't tried all the things. It might not be what you're doing. Is it personalized to you? So let me give you an example. One of my clients, she's a mom of 3. She's a full-time business owner. She came to me exhausted, super frustrated. She's like, I'm doing all the things. She was barely eating, hitting like 1,800 to 1,000 calories a day, doing HIIT workouts 6 days a week and gaining weight. And I'm sure we've all heard to lose weight, you need to move more, eat less. Well, she was doing that. So we shifted her to a strength training program, full body 3 days a week, upped her protein. We also checked her gut for any sort of hidden underlying gut infections. There was H. pylori, SIBO. We helped fix her blood sugar, specifically with upping her protein. And in 12 weeks, she dropped 12 pounds and she felt like herself again without burning herself out. And what was underneath the overtraining, especially doing a lot of HIIT workouts, which she's like, I want to move my body to get my bowels moving. Otherwise, I don't go to the bathroom for like 3 to 5 days. So she was using the movement to move her stool, her bowel movements. And when we got her changing up her diet, especially testing her gut for any sort of underlying root cause infections, she started pooping and she didn't need the high intensity movement to get her to poop. And this is what happens when you stop guessing, right? And some of us are just like, okay, I'm just going to throw this at it because I think this is what works. But she was burning herself out by doing HIIT workouts, as you can imagine, 6 days a week. So you stop guessing and you start working with someone who has been through this journey, who helps other women do the same and who gets it. Not every day is going to be perfect. Some days my kids crawl in bed, one of them at midnight, one of them at 3. Sometimes there's dishes piled up in the sink. Sometimes your toddler or your 9-year-old is having a meltdown and you feel like you've been hit by a truck. That was me yesterday, actually. Just really tired. I had gone to a concert, the Lumineers, at the Empower Stadium in Denver. Went way later. They ended at like at midnight and we didn't get home until like 1. I didn't go to bed till 1:30. So totally exhausted the next day. And so this is what I did. And this was Sunday. And this is what I coach my clients to do to get wins, little wins anyway. I felt too tired to work out. And maybe you have felt this way. Most women have. So I was like, something is better than nothing. Progress over perfection. So I did 3 rounds of squats. I did some suitcase carries. In between what I was doing the rest of the day, I just sprinkled them in. I didn't say, okay, I got to get my workout outfit in. It's got to be perfect. My kids have to be like leaving me alone. I just sprinkled it in and it felt so much less stressful and it totally shifted my mood. So if you're ever too tired to work out, do the 5-minute rule. Do it for 5 minutes. If you feel better, keep going. If you don't feel better, go back to what you were doing. Or maybe you need a nap. Because we're going out of town, there's not a lot of food in the house. We're trying to like eat the food that's in the fridge before we leave. Normally I meal prep on Sundays and Wednesdays. And if like yesterday, we're kind of like scrounging, I eat something. For example, we went to the park with the kids, grabbed a meat stick, obviously a source of protein. Sometimes it's a beef stick from Paleo Valley. Sometimes it's a chicken and apple, a meat stick, grabbed a white nectarine and just like kept it moving. Didn't look for perfection in my meal. If you are feeling bloated from lack of sleep, that was me yesterday, just make sure you're either taking some digestive bitters like apple cider vinegar, usually a teaspoon, 10 minutes before you eat so that you're stimulating the natural production of digestive enzymes, or you supplement it with digestive enzymes and then going for a walk after you eat. Perfection is not the goal. Progress over perfection. Just showing up consistently, getting it done little by little, even if done, quote unquote done, is 80%. At 80%, you're still an A+ student. So ladies, you're not crazy. You're not broken. You're just running on fumes, probably, and trying to follow a system that's not customized for you. And you don't have to do this alone, right? How many times we feel so alone? Our husbands don't get it. Our kids don't get it. Our friends don't get it. Mama, why are you so tired? If you want someone in your corner, someone who's been where you are, who has helped thousands of women walk the path out of fatigue, out of inflammation, getting their life back, then let's work together. Whether it's one-on-one coaching in my Root Cause Functional Medicine program, or it's group coaching, which is more just calories and macros, not looking at the functional medicine piece, inside of Thyroid Strong Elite, we will build you a personal plan. Your workouts, your meals, your gut healing, all of it designed for your body with Hashimoto's as a mom with a real-life mom schedule. So if you are done guessing, you're like, I'm so done with the random YouTube workouts, so done with being in the kitchen all day, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, throwing things together, feeling terrible, and you want to feel strong, you want to feel lean, toned, energized again, not just for you, but for your kids. I truly believe that if the moms of the world felt better, stronger, more energy, more present with their kids, the world would be a better place. So let's build you a plan. Let's make lifting weights feel fun and safe and something you look forward to. Let's help you get your energy back, because thriving, while it may feel far in the distance, should be your norm. It shouldn't feel like this vision or this light at the end of the tunnel. I'm going to drop a link in the show notes. One of the links will be to jump on a call, see how I can help you from a functional medicine perspective, or there is an order to healing. Don't chase candida and SIBO first, ladies, and Epstein-Barr virus. There's probably things upstream that need to get addressed first. The other link is to join the Thyroid Strong Elite group program, where we dial in your calories and macros. And I will tell you, just changing up macros, I have seen women's belly bloat go down just by doing that. Not 100% of the time. Sometimes, for example, I have someone in Seattle. We had to address mold for her belly bloat to go down. She upped her protein. She was vegetarian before. Now she eats protein. That helped. But to really get her across the finish line to feeling like her best self, and you can see it on the call, before she could barely finish her sentence, super brain foggy, did not feel good, a little unsure of herself. Now, after working together for 4 months, she is radiant, she is calm, she is steady. Her whole goal was to have enough energy to teach a yoga class. Now, she has a full schedule lineup for August and for September with yoga classes. She just led a full weekend retreat with women, and she didn't need a nap and she didn't feel tired. That is thriving. So those two links are in the show notes. Let's jump on a call. Let's see if I'm a good fit for you and you're a good fit for me. I don't take everyone. And thank you, ladies, for listening to Thyroid Strong Podcast. Do not forget to hit subscribe, leave a review if this spoke to you and resonated with you, and share it with your fellow Hashi mama who needs to hear it. Until next time, we do the hard things and we do them strong.